On the first Good Friday, our Lord hung upon the cross from 12 to 3. He hung upon the cross for 3 hours, and we are here to commemorate those 3 hours. We will meditate on the sufferings of Christ. We will pray the stations of the cross. We will say intermittently the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary. We will venerate the relic of the true cross, which is exposed on the altar. You will all have the privilege to come up to the altar rail and to kiss the relic, and then I will bless you with it. We will contemplate the passion and death of Christ so that we may appreciate two things. The first is the immensity of God's love. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And the Son so loved us, he laid down his life for us. Greater love than this no man hath, than a man lay down his life for his friend. The second thing that we should appreciate is the wickedness of sin. Original sin and actual sin. And we are talking about our sins and the sins of others. For all have sinned. Thus we will follow our blessed Lord through the events of his passion and death. We will go to Calvary and stand by the side of his Blessed Mother. And as we do, we should ask our Lord through her intercession for some special grace. We all need something. Perhaps it is the grace of repentance that we need. Perhaps we have been away from confession for a long time. Or maybe we have made bad confessions, either through shame or fear. Maybe it has been many years since you made a confession. If there is anyone here in such a situation, ask our Lord for the grace to get it straightened out. And he will give it to you this afternoon. Through the mouth of his holy prophet, he says, "Wash yourselves, be clean. Take away the evil of your devices from my eyes. Cease to do perversely. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Defend the widow." And then comes, saith the Lord, "If your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow. And if they be red as crimson, they shall be white as wool." After the Traore service this afternoon, there will be 2 priests available to hear confession. You have nothing to be afraid of in the confessional. The priest is not there to make it difficult for you. He is there to help you. And he will help you. There is mercy in the confessional, where our Lord awaits you in the person of his priest. If there is some other problem in your life or some great cross to carry, ask our Lord this afternoon the grace to deal with it. He will give it to you. He loves you dearly and longs to be loved by you. Were it not so, he would have redeemed us in some other way than by his passion and death. The Traore service is of ancient origin. The Church has commemorated the Passion and death of our Lord on Good Friday for centuries, from the very beginning, because there are few things more capable of inspiring love in the hearts of men for their God than the sight of Jesus nailed to the cross. 2,000 years ago, he said that he had come to cast fire on the earth. I am come to cast fire on the earth, and what will I but that it be kindled? The fire he spoke of was the fire of divine love. The spark that ignites that fire in our cold hearts is the sight of him upon his cross. His flesh torn, his head crowned, nails driven through his hands and feet. He hangs there on the cross in agony. And beneath him stands his own dear mother. Her soul is pierced with a sword of sorrow. They are the man of sorrows and the mother of sorrows. And they are both there for love of us. For you and me, they are there. He upon his cross and she beneath it. He had said, I have a baptism wherewith I am to be baptized, and how I am straitened until it be accomplished. The baptism he spoke of was the baptism of the shedding of his blood. He was straitened until it was accomplished, and that he longed for it so that we would be redeemed. Our Lord was confined and restricted in a certain sense until such time as he was scourged, crowned with thorns, and nailed to a cross. Because the sight of him in his sufferings would be the very thing that would most effectively cast this fire upon the earth. Men will be constrained to love him when they see him in this way. That is why he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all things to myself. We are here, my dear faithful, to consider the lifting up of Christ from the earth onto his cross. We ask for the grace of God for us and our families, and for those most in need of God's mercy. We especially plead with the Mother of Sorrows that we may see her Son, the Man of Sorrows, with her eyes, and that we may love him with her heart. How many souls, said St. Alphonsus de Liguori, happy in the wounds of Jesus, as in burning furnaces of love? How many souls have been so inflamed with his love that they have not refused to consecrate to him their goods, their lives, and their whole selves, surmounting with great courage all the difficulties which they had to encounter in the observance of the divine law, for the love of that Lord who, being God, chose to suffer so much for the love of them. Before his death, our Lord said, now is the judgment of the world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. So we this day will consider him as he is lifted up from the earth upon his cross. And we pray that he will draw our hearts to him.